Don't try to change your mind from doubting into believing. That is not going to help. It is not a question of the mind. The trouble lies deeper than your mind. You have to move deep within yourself. This is the whole meaning of searching the bull. The bull is life energy, the dynamism, the vitality.
This is Osho Radio. After the 5 programs about the 10 rules of Zen, today we still have a little extra for you. You're going to listen to a part of a discourse by Osho and wonderful music made by Osho lovers in different parts of the world. Relax and just enjoy this 1 hour for yourself.
Thank you.
The discourse today is a little extra after the programs we made about the 10 Rules of Zen. It is the intro from the series The Search Number 5, and Osho is talking about belief, doubt, and trust. Belief is something that you have learned. You were not born with it. Doubt can arise about many aspects of your life and the things you see happening around you. Doubt can even creep into yourself and become a hindrance to go really inside. You have to go beyond it to experience the silence of your being. Into the heart of love, deeper, deeper, into the heart of love, deeper. Letting go into the mystery. Letting go into the mystery. Letting go into the mystery. Rising, rising in love.
truth liberates and nothing else. Everything else creates a bondage, a burden. And truth cannot be found by intellectual effort, because truth is not a theory. It is an experience. To know it, you have to live it. And that is where millions of people go wrong. They think that if they can cling to a belief, clinging will help them to find the truth. By and by they settle with the belief, and belief is not a truth. It is a theory about truth. As if somebody has settled just by words, scriptures, doctrines, dogmas. As if a blind man has started believing that light exists. Or a hungry man goes on reading a book on cooking. Believes this way, that way, but all the time he remains hungry. That is not the way to satisfy hunger. Truth is a food. One has to digest it, assimilate it. One has to allow it to circulate into one's blood, beat into one's heart. Truth has to be assimilated in your organic unity. Belief is never assimilated. It remains an unrelated phenomenon. You may be a Hindu, but Hinduism remains just an intellectual concept. You may be a Christian or a Mohammedan, but they are not organic parts of your being. Deep down, the doubt continues. I have heard one story. Titov, the Russian cosmonaut, returned from space and was asked by Nikita Khrushchev privately whether he had seen anyone there. The story goes that he replied, "Yes, I really did see God." To which Khrushchev answered, "I know that already. But you know our policy, so please don't tell anybody." Later, Titov was with the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. The Patriarch asked him whether he saw anyone in space. Titov, faithful to his instructions, replied, "No, there was no one. I know that already," replied the church leader. "But you know our policy, so please don't tell anybody." Underneath your beliefs, whatsoever the belief, doubt continues. And doubt is at the center, and belief is on the periphery. So your life is basically determined by your doubt, not by your belief. You may be a communist, and still somewhere deep down the doubt continues. You may be a Catholic, a Christian, a theist, but deep down the doubt continues. I have looked into so many people belonging to different beliefs, sects, but deep down the same doubt. And the doubt is neither Hindu nor Christian, nor Mohammedan. And the doubt is neither communist nor anti-communist. Doubt is pure, simply doubt. For this pure doubt, you will need pure trust. This pure doubt, which has no adjective to it, Hindu, Christian, Mohammedan, cannot be destroyed by Hindu, Christian, Mohammedan concepts, beliefs, theories, philosophies. What to do about this doubt? A real seeker is not searching any belief to console himself. Rather, he is trying to find out a deeper center in himself which goes beyond doubt. This has to be understood. You have to go deep in your own being to such a point of aliveness where doubt is left behind on the periphery. Rather doing that, people go on clinging to beliefs on the periphery and doubt remains deep down. Just the reverse has to be the case. Go deeper into your being. Don't be worried about the doubt. Bypass it. Let it be there. Don't try to hide yourself in a belief. Don't be an ostrich. Face the doubt and go beyond it. Go deeper than the doubt. There comes a moment in your being, because at the deepest core, at the very center, only life is. Once you have touched that deep core within yourself, the doubt is just a far away peripheral thing. It can be dropped very easily. And there is no need to cling to any belief to drop it. You simply see the stupidity of it. You simply see the ridiculousness of it. You simply see that how the doubt has been destructive to your whole life. How the doubt is continuously eroding your being. How it has been poisonous. Just seeing the fact that doubt has been poisonous and it has not allowed you to celebrate. A great opportunity is being missed. You simply drop it. Not that instead of the doubt you cling to a belief. A real man of trust has no belief. He simply trusts. Because he has come to know how beautiful life is, and he has come to know how eternal, timeless life is. He has come to know that just within himself is the kingdom of God. He becomes a king. And not a king in the ordinary sense of the word. Because that kingdom which comes from without is a false kingdom, a dream kingdom. I have heard about Shah Farooq, the king of Egypt. He was once asked how many kings there would be in the world 25 years after him. He replied without hesitation that there would be 5, and then he explained, the king of England, the king of hearts, the king of diamonds, the king of clubs, and the king of spades. The kingdom that comes from the outside is just a kingdom of dreams. You can be a king, but you will be a king of playing cards, or at the most, king of England. nothing much of value, worthless. Just a bogus symbol, meaning nothing. The real kingdom is within. And the most amazing fact is this, that you go on carrying that within yourself completely unawares, not knowing what treasures you are having and what treasures are yours just to claim. Religion is not a search for any belief. Religion is an effort to know the very ground of your being, to touch the very rock bottom of your existence. That experience of the rock bottom of your existence is what we mean when we use the word truth. It is existential. It is an experience. So don't be too much befooled by beliefs. Be alert. They are deceptions. And because of these beliefs, people don't search. Because once you think you believe, you know, what is the point of searching? They are devices how to avoid the search, because the search is arduous. The search is difficult. Many dreams will be shattered. Many images will be shattered. And much, much pain you will have to pass through. That pain is a necessity. It cleanses. It gives you solidity, integrity. It matures you. Those pains are like birth pains, because through them you are going to be reborn. Belief is cheap. It costs nothing. Just a nodding of the head and you become a Christian or a Hindu or a Mohammedan. It is too cheap. Truth cannot be that cheap. You will have to sacrifice many cherished dreams. You will have to sacrifice your imaginary image. You will have to sacrifice many things which you value too much in your ignorance. You will have to come out of the cloudy state of your being in which you are right now. You will have to rise above it. And of course, climbing a mountain is difficult. And there is no other mountain which is greater than you. You are carrying the greatest peak, the Everest, within you. And of course the climbing is going to be difficult. But the difficulty pays tremendously. Once you reach to the peak, just the effort, the difficulties, the challenge, the arduousness of climbing, and something goes on crystallizing within you. The moment you reach to the peak, it is not only a peak that you have reached, you have become the peak. You have attained to a height you had never known before. You were living in a dark valley. Now you live in sunshine. So the first thing for the seeker is to be aware that beliefs are barriers. If you come to me as a Christian, you cannot come to me. If you come to me as a Hindu, you appear only that you have come to me, but you cannot come. Because between me and you, your Hinduism, your Jainism, is creating a distance. And what you believe makes no difference to me. all beliefs unconditionally, all beliefs are barriers. It happened in a capital. The party line pickets were pacing in front of the courthouse where some comrades were being indicted. A policeman trying to keep order shoved an onlooker. "Don't shove me," the onlooker complained. "I'm anti-communist." The cop glared at him. "You just keep moving," he ordered. "I don't care what kind of communist you are. It makes no difference. The communist is a communist, the anti-communist is also a communist." Because it makes no difference whether you believe in Marx or Moses or Manu or Mahavir. It makes no difference. You believe whether in Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Das Kapital or Holy Quran. It makes no difference. Because the believer's mind is the wrong mind. Drop the belief so that you can come to encounter your doubt. Facing doubt, encountering doubt, trust arises. If you allow the doubt to be there and you don't hide somewhere else, if you face it in its nakedness, the very encounter, and immediately you will have something new arising in you, and that is trust. Trust arises facing doubt, not escaping from it. Belief is an escape, and belief is a false coin, a false substitute for trust. It looks like trust, it is not trust. In belief, the doubt continues underneath as an undercurrent. In trust, there is no doubt. Trust has never known doubt. Trust has never encountered doubt. It is just as light has never encountered darkness. The moment light comes, the darkness disperses, disappears. But if you only believe in light, that is not going to help. You live in darkness and you go on believing in light. But you live in darkness and your belief in light is not a help, it is a hindrance. Because if you had no belief in light, you would have searched for light. Believing in light, you think it is going to happen, it is there, someday or other day, by the grace of God, it is going to happen. You go on living in darkness. So belief is a trick of the darkness to protect itself. Belief is a trick of the untrue to protect itself. Be on guard. To believe is as if you have taken the symptoms to be the real disease. You go to a physician. He diagnoses your illness. He looks for symptoms. But symptoms are not diseases. Symptoms are only indicative that something is wrong somewhere deep inside. Doubt is an indication. Just as when your fever goes high, 102, 103 degrees. But the fever itself is not the disease. So if somebody is having a high fever, don't start giving him a cold shower. That's logical, because if you think that the fever itself is the disease, then cool down the body. The body is getting hotter and hotter, cool it down. Give him an ice cold shower bath. You are fighting with the symptom. You may kill the patient. This is not the way. The illness is somewhere deep down. The fever is simply indicative that something has gone wrong within. Treat that something which has gone wrong within, and the temperature will come down to normal by its own, on its own accord. Doubt is a symptom. It is not the disease. When you try to cling to a belief, you are misunderstanding doubt as the disease. So you think, if I believe, doubt will disappear. No, it won't disappear. It will just go underground. It will become unconscious. In the conscious you will believe in God. In the unconscious you will go on denying Him. Don't be afraid of doubt. Doubt is not the enemy. Doubt is the friend. The doubt is simply saying to you that you have not searched within. Hence doubt is that you have not looked into your own reality. Hence doubt is. Look into your own reality and doubt disappears like darkness. Bring light. I have heard about one great Christian priest, Henry Ward Beecher. In his church, there was a clock which was always either too fast or too slow. And people were always complaining against the clock. It was an everyday problem. Whosoever will come and he will talk to Beecher, and he will say, "The clock is not right." One day Beecher got tired of it all and put a sign on the clock. "Don't blame my hands," it read. "The trouble lies deeper." The trouble always lies deeper. The trouble is not on the surface. The trouble is not with the hands of a clock. Deep in the mechanism. So don't try to change your mind from doubting into believing. That is not going to help. It is not a question of the mind. The trouble lies deeper, deeper than your mind. And you have to move deep within yourself. This is the whole meaning of searching the bull. The bull is life energy, the dynamism, the vitality.
के दिन एक भाग चल रहा है अनमोल ये दिवस है आनंद में निमज्जित ये अंतरंग क्षण है आलोक से सुसज्जित एक प्रार्थना जगी है एक नीत गालिया है एक वंदना हुई है मन मीत पालिया है प्रार्थना जगी है एक गीत गालिया है एक वंदना हुई है मन मीत पालिया है
This was Osho Radio for today. We hope you enjoyed the program and the music. Before the discourse, you listened to Sudananda with the song Don't Wait that was created around a poem of Coleman Barks. He is the man who introduced the Sufi stories and the poems of the Sufi master Rumi. After this, we played an instrumental piece of music from Cyrus called Dancing Butterflies. And you heard me then with the song Deeper. After the discourse, we played Deuter, Anand Richa, and we're going to finish with Narayani and Milarepa. Their song is called Fly Into Forever. Goodbye, everybody. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Take care and namaste.
On top of the world, I am at home with everything I can see. I can see forever.
There's not a cloud in the sky of my mind, I have no doubt. This this is my time to fly. Fly into forever. Now I can fly. Fly into forever. I can fly. Fly into forever.
I find that love is more than enough. I find that life gives me all that I need to fly. Fly into forever.
There's not a cloud in the sky of my mind. I have no doubt this is my time to fly. Fly into forever. Fly. Fly into forever. Fly. Fly into forever. This is my